T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have a fond place in my heart for Disney World. I grew up going to Disney World all the time. I had family members that worked there. My mom worked in the resort industry. I'm not kidding. I've probably been to Disney World 50 times.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be a thing where we would go all the time. My sister has season passes, so they go all year round. I love Disney. And this post that this woman made is actually a post from last year. And she went on a rant about, and I quote, childless millennials. Well, the New York Post recycled this post and did an article about it. Saying, hey, why, as you as childless millennials, are you trying to relive your childhood? Why not go to some gorgeous island off of Greece instead of going to Disney World? And people are fired up about this again. I want to grab Michelle, who is from Medford. What did you think about this, Michelle? And what do you think about childless millennials going to Disney?
So I actually am one of those people that have gone without children. I don't have kids. I never want kids. I love them. I work with them all day. But I actually went on my honeymoon to Disney alone with my husband.
Do you, Michelle?
Wonderful.
I feel like a lot of people do that, Michelle. I feel like it's a romantic getaway for a lot of couples.
It was wonderful. It was the best thing that we've ever done.
So I don't know if you read this article in the New York Post, but they brought up this viral post about this woman made a year ago. She was upset about childless millennials being in line, clogging up the park, all that sort of stuff. Do you think it's a little bit weird being an adult trying to like relive your Disney youth?
Absolutely not. No, I took a photo with Ariel and they have alcohol for a reason. Adults are supposed to go to Disney.
No, I would love if they had Epcot as just 21 plus. Like I would be fine with that. Drink around the world, whatever. I will say this though, and I've thought about this before because here locally, Legoland, you can't go to Legoland unless you have kids with you.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, I love that. When I take my son there, you know, part of it is a safety thing. But then just a part of it is, you know, everybody that's there is kind of in the same mindset that you are, that you're there and it's for the kids. And you don't have people without kids complaining about the kids who are just there to have fun.
You know that there are going to be kids at Disney. And so most of the adults that go don't complain about the kids. It's the people that have the kids that want to go on the rides that are complaining about the adults that are there taking over their slot.
Yes, my perspective as a childless millennial is just because you decided to have kids, you decided to breed, why do you now dictate what I'm allowed to do? If I want to go ride Space Mountain, Karen, I'm going to go ride Space Mountain.
Right?
All right. Michelle, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Maria's from New Hampshire. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
So what do you think about the child millennials being told not to go to Disney World by this woman?
I think it's complete garbage. I'm a childless millennial. I go to Disney almost every year.
Yes.
Is it weird to you that you as an adult are trying to like relive your youth? Like that was part of the New York Post article.
No, and that's not why I do it. Disney is my happy place. I go there every year. I'm an adult, but I'm still a adult child. Like the mind of a child. I'm a teacher. I like being around kids. I just don't have any of my own. I will someday. But why should I not get to go and enjoy myself just because I don't have kids?
I think the one thing that bothered me, though, is how poorly everybody was treating this woman. Like, she had a moment of weakness, and she went off on the Facebook post, and I get all that. But people were saying some pretty horrible things to her, which I didn't think was fair.
But, Carson, she went in on millennials. She said that we were clogging up the lines, that people with kids should be able to cut every line. That's not how it is. I'm sorry. Disney is a magical place for everybody. You don't need to have a child to go there. Just because you're a parent and your two-year-old is screaming, crying, that's not my problem. If I want to go on Tower of Terror, I want to go on Tower of Terror.
But if a business
and
wants...
there's no reason why you have to have a kid to be able to go to Disney.
But let's say this.
They're expecting to wait in line, and if you can't handle that with your kids, maybe you should be the one not
Marie,
going.
What if Disney, Marie, what if Disney World said you have to have a kid to be able to go to Disney?
They would never do that.
But what if they did? Would you
be
upset?
I think more of their money comes from people going without kids.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Disney wants childless millennials. They want that money coming.
Yes.
Right. All right, thanks for calling in, Marie. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.
Are you all right over there, Annie?
Nothing infuriates me more than people coming for millennials.
First we ruined the doorbell industry, now we're coming for your theme parks.
Ruining marriage by not doing it.
The worst.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.